So you want to be an American. The year was 1886. A 12-year-old boy stood on the platform at a train station. He was small but muscular and tough-looking, with dark hair, bright blue-gray eyes, and a frown on his face. He was not where he meant to be. He had hopped on a train in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, several hundred miles to the north. His plan was to get to Texas, where he thought the train was going. Along the way, he had sent his mother a postcard. But this was not Texas. The sign on the platform clearly said, Kansas City, Missouri. Somehow, he had ended up on the wrong train. And now here he was, hundreds of miles and several states away from Texas. What could he do? He'd have to make the best of it. After all, he had run away from home so he could earn more money for his family. He planned to run errands, shine shoes, do any jobs he could find. Surely he could do that just as well in Missouri as he could in Texas. So off he went to town, looking for a place to sleep. In the years to come, this boy would travel a lot farther than Kansas City, Missouri. The nickels and dimes he planned to bring home to his family would one day be hundreds and thousands of dollars. But then, at that point, the young shoeshine boy could never have imagined that one day he'd be a world-famous magician. He had trouble just earning enough money to eat. Harry Houdini's childhood is full of stories that may or may not be true. He was born on March 24, 1874, in Budapest, Hungary. His real name was Eric Weiss. But during his lifetime, Harry always said his birthday was April 6th, because that is what his mother told him. And sometimes he said he was born in America, depending on which reporter he was talking to. In those days, many people in Europe thought of America as a magical place where all their problems would be solved. Thousands came to the United States from Europe, hoping to make a new start in life. And lots of money, too. Harry's father was one of them. His name was Meir Samuel Weiss, and he was a rabbi, a teacher of the Jewish religion. It was hard to be a Jew living in Hungary where people and laws treated them like second-class citizens, and it was difficult to get a job. The Weiss family was very poor. Samuel thought that perhaps he could do better in America. After all, people called it the land of opportunity. So in 1876, when Eric was 2 years old, Samuel left his wife and sons in Hungary. Although he did not speak a word of English, he set off for America, on the other side of the ocean. It took him 2 years to save enough money to bring over his family. Can you imagine what that trip must have been like? First, Harry's mother, Cecilia, and her four sons would have had to get from Hungary to a port city. From there, they would board a ship, along with as many as 2,000 other people bound for America. Big ships like these took anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months to cross the Atlantic Ocean. The passengers had to deal with crowded conditions and limited food. For the rest of his life, Houdini hated traveling by boat. The Statue of Liberty now stands in New York City's harbor, welcoming newcomers to the United States. But it wasn't built yet when Eric and the Weiss family arrived. America was a big, strange new world, and now it was Eric's new home. Unfortunately, life wasn't much easier in the United States. From New York, the Weisses went to live in Wisconsin, first in a small town called Appleton, and later in the city of Milwaukee. When he was only 8 years old, Eric started working to help pay the bills. He sold newspapers, shined shoes, and ran errands. At age 9, he also had his first starring act in a backyard circus that he put together with his friends. He called himself the Prince of the Air and did stunts on a homemade trapeze hung from a tree. Later, he made up stories for reporters about this time. He would either say he had been in a real traveling circus as a boy or that he was already performing his famous escapes at age 9. The truth is, he wasn't really interested in magic yet, but he liked the acrobatics and the applause.